This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Calendars. It is Tuesday, June 30th, 2020, 125 days out from the election. And more than 2 weeks ago, we were contacted by a state health department individual saying you need to look at how they're counting under federal directives individuals that they say might have COVID, and they're using computer models where they'll have a contact tracer talk to someone and say, well, you're at a bar of, what, 100 people? Well, we're just going to say half of them have it. And then that's put in the number. And I meant to research it, and then people started sending us links out of Texas with county commissioners and folks on Facebook saying, hey, here's why the numbers are up. We've been told that if someone has a sore throat or the sniffles and even comes up negative, we count them as COVID-19. And then anyone they're around, we count as COVID-19. Well, then yesterday after the broadcast, I spent about 5 hours with Rob Dew, our news director, watching county commissioner meetings in some of the most populous counties in Texas, one up in Dallas, and they show the CDC documents and the NIH directives, and we've confirmed that not just here but in other states, this is what's been sent out. Now, some states like West Virginia are refusing to follow this directive, but Texas is. This is the end of this hoax if you get the article out that's at InfoWars.com of the video report. Now, today's live show is titled, Two Global Exclusives Now Breaking, NIH CDC Caught Inflating COVID Numbers at Least 15 Times, plus Roger Stone to Break His Silence on the Eve of Imprisonment, and more. And in that same post, we have the article, not just the live feed, but the article and the video posted. Here is the article that has the video posted. Plandemic bombshell, CDC inflating COVID infection rates up to 16 times. And that's really some of it, actually, says 20 to 30 times. We say at least 16 times. But I wrote this morning with the crew member very quickly. So let's just add the number at least 16 times, because they count the person that has it, and then they say on average 15 times. It's on video. We show you all the graphs. In fact, here are some of these documents. This is out of Collin County. This is from the CDC and NIH right here. Zoom in a little bit more for me, guys. Thank you. And the current case detection system before May 18th, again, this just came out yesterday, was only one person's counted as it. Now the new one is up to 36, but the average is 15 additional on top of the one, so 16 or 15, depending on how you look at it. New probable case detection, and then they say on video in the documents, they count that as a case. We have the new definition right here. New probable case definition means a case. Chris Hill, the county commissioner judge, just says this is going to be problematic. This is going to create a hysteria. And this is back on May 18th, so this is incredible. You've got to investigate your counties and your cities. This is going on everywhere. This is so important. I cannot stress to all of you how important it is to get these articles out. Plandemic bombshell, CDC inflating COVID infection rates up to 16 times. And again, we've got to correct that. It's actually up to 36 times, but it's at least 16 times. The bottom projection is 15 for every person that has it, but then it gets worse. This is breathtaking. I'm actually having an anxiety attack. This is so huge, and I never have anxiety attacks. I mean, I'm literally having an anxiety attack right now on air. This is so bombshell. This is so smoking gun. They say on the video and show the CDC directive that they don't need a positive test to say you have COVID-19, and then that's the basis for at least 15 more around you. It says sniffles, runny nose, sore throat, cough, any of those. And so he basically says anybody in Texas that has a sore throat, you know, have COVID-19, then that counts 15 more people. This is unbelievable fraud, and Joe Biden's running on this, saying it's all Trump's fault. The EU shut U.S. citizens out of the EU. Half of Americans are out of work. That's the new headlines. Half of the people in the country that were working are not working. It's right at half, 49%. I mean, we are in a devastating economic war. This is the globalist siege to punish us for trying to get control of our country. The special report is on the other side. Tell everyone you know to tune in now and spread the links if you want to defeat this giant hoax. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. June 30th, the year is 2020. We are 125 days out from the election, and the Democrats are openly saying President Trump is to blame for the worst COVID cases on earth and rapid explosion in the number of cases, though the decline in deaths, because now the public is on to how they're killing people by intubating them. But still, they're trying to create total hysteria. The biggest news ever on COVID-19 has broken exclusively at InfoWars.com. Rob New stayed up here till 2 a.m. last night. I stayed up here till 9 o'clock last night working on this. It was so important. And what's shocking is, it turns out, health departments are calling us. People are calling us. The emails are flooding in going, we've been telling you this for weeks. But no major news has picked this up. And it's true. Over 2 weeks ago, State Health Department official contacted me and said, Alex, they're counting all of the people. This is just amazing. That are around someone that has COVID as having COVID. Look into it. And I just dropped the ball. Well, now we have the documents. Now we have the county commissioner meetings. And now we've confirmed it's all over the country where the NIH and CDC can turn up the cases or turn them down. Totally criminal. You think it's bad to save people that died of gunshot wounds, died of COVID? You think it's bad to send old people at nursing homes to their deaths by sending real patients in there? This is even bigger. Fauci and all of them are orchestrating it. He needs to go to prison. By the way, he's been caught after he does the hearings, pulling the mask off when he's getting in his car, or when he's leaving, or when he's in the meeting rooms. It's all a hoax. Democrats in Nevada have been caught doing it as well. So these people are savage criminals, and they know exactly what they're doing. This is Bill Gates running this whole thing with the UN against America. So it's a 14-minute report. We'll have time to air half of it now for your own future. Go to band.video. We had to launch our own system to be able to give you this information. And get the video that broke at 2 a.m. last night when Dew posted it, breaking states ordered to fraudulently inflate COVID-19 cases 15 times actual rate. That is conservative, by the way. This is kryptonite to the New World Order. Get it? Share it by hand, by email, by text. Print out copies of it with a URL at band.video or infowars.com and just get it out there everywhere. This morning I was at a red light and people started screaming, and I looked over, rolled my window down, and a man was flipping me off saying, F you, put your mask on. Joy Behar says she stalks people in New York not wearing masks. We have video police beating the hell out of people not wearing them. A black man, white cops. Oh, but that's okay. This is a cult, folks, making their move. So here is the first half of the report. And if you choose this mission and choose to accept it, this will devastate the enemy. It's got 80,000 views since 2 a.m. this morning. Okay, great. It needs 5 million views. Our top video on band.video only has 3 million. I want 5 million by tomorrow. We can break their back. We can expose these murdering criminals and the Great Depression they are already triggered. This is a war, an info war. Get the video. Breaking. States ordered to fraudulently inflate COVID numbers at least 15 times. Here is the report.
State of Texas DSHS has informed public health departments that they have adopted a revised definition for COVID-19 probable cases.
So for confirmed case, it stays the same. You still just need PCR. But now they've added a probable case definition. So that still gets counted towards the case count. It's different. It's not confirmed. It's probable, but it's still a case. So at the end of this definition, there are 15 different options on how you could be classified as a probable case. Based on this diagram and what they report, there's a total of 17 cases now. One is still only confirmed because that was that original index case who then had all these contacts underneath in orange. And all the rest of them became probable, but they are still considered a case.
It has the potential to be a very significant event for us here in Texas and here in Collin County as the state now has elected to adopt this new probable definition. If you have a subjective fever and you have a headache and you live in Collin County, you now meet the qualifications to be a probable COVID patient. It is remarkable how low the standard is now. Mm-hmm. If you have one of the major symptoms, you have a cough or you have shortness of breath, and you live in Collin County, then you can satisfy the definition for a probable COVID case. But I'm very concerned that we absolutely could see the numbers jump very rapidly in a way that actually is not indicative of what we're seeing here in the community in the public health department.
The clips you just saw took place on May 18th of this year, just a few weeks ago. Now, we were contacted by a whistleblower inside the state health department at a high level a few weeks ago about the big changes that were coming. Separately, another whistleblower contacted us with the video you just saw, and more were about to play. But this is complete proof that the COVID-19 testing regime and the definitions they semantically use from the NIH and CDC are frauds. This has been confirmed. If one person tests positive for COVID-19, 15 people in the computer model are then said to have it. So possibles are now defined as of the middle of May as COVID cases. But it gets worse. They go on to say that they're going to say it's a COVID-19 even if someone's not been tested. And if someone dies without test, they're going to say it's COVID-19.
And let's say the virus caused you to go to the ICU and then have a heart or kidney problem. Some countries are recording that as a heart issue or a kidney issue and not a COVID-19 death. Right now, we're still recording it, and the great thing about having forms that come in and a form that has the ability to mark it as COVID-19 infection, the intent is right now that those, if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID-19 death.
But this is bigger than that. This is the NIH directing the states to say that if one person tests positive in a questionable test, that 15 others are positive as well. So we're going to go through these clips. We're going to link where you can see hours of this at the end of the video for yourself, because we don't just have the documents from the state health department. We actually have a county going over this last month and breaking it down and asking the question, this is going to create a lot of new false cases. Rob News, the InfoWars News Director, he's been following this for weeks. We're ready to break this right now.
Yeah, and that prophetic statement was made by Chris Hill, the county judge. Basically, he said, wow, with all these new parameters we're using to create COVID cases, they're using the word case very specifically, that we can have these inflated numbers. So it used to be, if you tested positive for COVID-19, that was one case. Now, if you have one case, they also look around it and see who you've been in contact with, and they say, okay, these are probable cases. These go into the caseload. And they use a lot of different parameters that we're going to go over just in 1 second. But one case could equal 17 cases, could equal 10 cases, could equal 20 cases. It doesn't matter. All it looks at is the word probable. And they add probable into the caseload. And now you've seen since May 18th, when these were implemented in Texas, the numbers skyrocketing.
And they confirm that if they say probable, that's now called a case.
It's a called
case. So this is lawyer semantics. We've confirmed other states are following this same directive, so they can turn the cases up or turn them down. The bureaucrats can whenever they want.
That's right. So let's go into these clips. We have clip one. This is where they talk about the case definitions being revised. And here it is.
State of Texas, DSHS has informed public health departments that they have adopted a revised definition for COVID-19 probable cases. Probable case definition was adopted by the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists back in early April, April 4th or 5th. They adopted this. They sent it to the CDC, and the CDC did take that recommendation and adopt it.
And again, when you hear that, it's John Hopkins, run by Bill Gates, that runs the entire show. So it gets into all of it. They admit all of it. It's a total fraud. They admit they don't even test people to say they have COVID. This is beyond criminal. And that's how this has been done. And you've got the governor, who's not a doctor, doesn't know this. He's just hearing we have record cases. You better do something. And it's all a giant fraud. The governor needs to call for criminal investigation. The president does. And Fauci needs to be SWAT teamed now. Okay, this is their criminal fraud to keep America closed. They admit it. The full report's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But first, Roger Stone breaks his silence. And it's you got so much to say to President Trump, you name it, coming up on the other side exclusively.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
He's been involved in more presidential elections than any other living advisor since the days of Richard Nixon, and he's the guy that got Donald Trump to run for office. Breaking his silence right now, the next three segments on this Tuesday edition is Roger Stone facing execution, basically, in a COVID-19 infested jail, supposedly in 2 weeks. Now probably fighting for the most important campaign of his life to not be a political prisoner, one of the casualties of the Russia collusion hoax. Roger Stone, thank you so much for joining us, my friend. Good to have you back on.
Alex, it's terrific to be back with you. It's kind of like old home week. First and foremost, I want to thank you, and I want to thank InfoWars, and I want to thank the InfoWarriors out there in your audience who have stood by me through this entire epic struggle. I could never have made it this far. My family could never have survived this long without the support of each and every one of you. It has been gratifying. It has been extraordinary. It is only through the grace of God and for prayer and for the prayers of millions and millions of Americans, the contributions of thousands, tens of thousands of Americans that I have been able to fight and that I am continuing to fight for my vindication and for justice in this extraordinary witch hunt. It has been nothing short of miraculous. So I want to thank you and the InfoWar audience first and foremost. And for all of my friends at InfoWars, it is really, really good to be back.
It's good to have you here. Now, you said no questions off limits all of a sudden. This weekend we talked. You said gloves are off, but wait till I go on air. What does it mean? Nothing's off limits. I don't people know what's happened behind the scenes and why you haven't been able to be on. You say nothing's off limits. Should we hit that and then talk about the sequence of events that's all intertwined with Trump in 2020?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to proceed. I think it's important to recognize that immediately after my Soviet-style show trial in Washington, D.C., in which the judge not only prohibited every powerful line of defense, but I also was faced with what was essentially a stacked jury, a jury that included no Republicans, no conservatives, no military veterans, no info warriors, certainly, but could have passed for the Obama, Clinton administration alumni association, also included a number of Democratic Party activists, contributors to Donald Trump's 2020 donors. And then, of course, we had the post trial revelations regarding the antics of the jury forewoman, who indisputably posted on Twitter and Facebook during 2019, starting on the day of my arrest, and subsequently individual posts attacking me and many, many posts attacking President Trump. So this is not someone who meets the Supreme Court's definition of impartial and indifferent. This was a Democratic Party activist, a Trump hater, a Stone hater, who essentially hid her bias during jury selection, had her social media platforms on a private setting during jury selection and during the trial, and then after the trial, deleted those email posts. In fact, deleted her entire page so that the truth could not be known. Now, as you know, Alex, we filed a motion for a new trial based on the bias of the jury forewoman. I believe we demonstrated that bias. We asked Judge Jackson for the ability to subpoena the deleted material from Facebook. The woman's MO was to place something on Facebook and then take the Facebook link and post it on Twitter. And of course, that line of inquiry was denied. So we were somewhat surprised, as were many in the legal community, when I was not given a new trial, when my conviction, which I believe was wrongly decided anyway, was not vacated and I wasn't given a new trial. Just to be clear to everyone, I have filed an appeal not only of my bogus conviction, but I've also filed an appeal specifically of the decision by Judge Jackson not to grant me a new trial, and those are pending. But in this process, an appeal is not immediate. It can take a year or longer. It can certainly cost as much as $1 million. And in the short term, you're absolutely right. Even though Michael Avenatti, the Democrat super lawyer who was a hypercritic of the president, who stole $25 million from his clients and faces additional charges, I believe, even though Michael Cohen, who was convicted of various financial crimes that don't involve Donald Trump.
What about Harvey Weinstein, convicted of rape? He's out, but you've got to go to jail.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. So the Department of Justice's directives to the U.S. Bureau of Prison that nonviolent, or I should say inmates convicted of nonviolent crimes, be moved from incarceration to home confinement does not apply to Roger Stone. Therefore, my new attorneys, appealed that to Judge Jackson, which is the correct avenue, asking that instead of being sent to a prison in Jessup, Georgia, which is a very dicey situation, and where the potential for infection of coronavirus, I think, is very real. Last Friday, very late on Friday afternoon, the judge essentially ignored the substance of our arguments, ordered me placed under immediate house arrest, which is where I am right now, and added that I had 2 weeks to settle my affairs and report to the prison in Georgia.
And that's my quick question. You weren't going to do interviews until whether clemency, pardon, or whatever was going to happen. What made you change the last few days and now be here? You're going to get into 2020, the election. You're warning of Trump coming up in a few segments. But what made you say the gloves are off? Any questions you want to ask? You know, everything's on the table.
Because I'm vitally concerned about the direction of this country, and I think it is incredibly important to reelect the president. I see the way they have destroyed his whole card, the American economy. I see the way our streets are burning under a violent socialist revolution in our streets. And therefore, the sooner I could speak out, the better. I cannot stand the idea that I will either be 6 feet under or incarcerated in October of 2020 when I need to be on the battlefield. That's why I decided to speak out today.
And you told me that in confidence, but now you're just throwing it all to the wind, which I really respect you even more now. I wanted you to say it in your own words. You're not here for you, because you know you'll be penalized by this judge and others for speaking out. You're here because you're really worried about Trump. And this isn't like some leftist, oh, Trump's in trouble. We need to be honest, just like you were 120-something days out last time to Trump. You need to warn him, and undoubtedly the president is going to get this message from you. So let's finish up with what happened to you, where this is all going. It's part of the Russiagate hoax. And then let's tie it into what Trump needs to do, because believe me, obviously, you issue a message to President Trump here on the Alex Jones Show, he's going to get it, and he needs your counsel. I wish he would just pardon you, not just clemency, immediately, and then put it in their face and put you in the White House where Bannon was. He would win the election, I have no doubt. He needs to double down and own it instead of running away from you, which he's not been doing. He's been saying Stone's innocent and tweeting how it's all fraud. So Trump gets, he's in the fight of his life right now. We're all in it. Stay with us. Roger Stone, straight ahead.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil, and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July, once a year, mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After about a month of ExtendoVite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And Roger Stone is here with us exclusively because he's so worried about President Trump and the country and what's happening in the election. They want him in prison for helping get Trump elected. They want him in prison for getting Trump to run. And they want to send a message to everybody else. I think with General Flynn and Manafort and everybody, and how they're trying to indict me and put me in jail and sue me to death, that you don't stand up for America, I will punish you. That's why this election is so important for this country and the world. So, Roger Stone, I want to finish up with the persecution you've gone through and what's happening and the death sentence this judge is trying to send you to in 2 weeks. and what happened in the trial, and then what people really want to hear your expertise on, the 2020 contest, and what you think President Trump needs to do. So, Roger, please continue.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Again, it's great to be back. First, let me say that my affection and loyalty and support for this president have never flagged for a nanosecond. If you go back through his tweets, at the time my house was charged by 29 heavily armed FBI agents, to the time I was wrongfully convicted, to the time I was subjected to the corruption of this jury forewoman, as recently last Saturday morning when at 7 a.m. the president retweeted a tweet by Lori Hendry urging people to sign the petition at FreeRogerStone.com to the president, urging that he grant an act of clemency and either a pardon or a commutation of sentence. The president has correctly recognized my persecution as a miscarriage of justice. His words, he has said as recently as last week on Sean Hannity's terrific show, that I was treated very, very unfairly, that my conviction should have been thrown out. I should have been declared a mistrial. So I have no complaints about the president whatsoever. I stand with him, and I think ultimately, I pray ultimately, that he will stand with me. As for my trial, you know that first thing they had to do was to slap a gag order on me, an unconstitutional gag order that held that I could not defend myself in any public forum, not InfoWars, not social media, not Fox, nowhere. That's because they claimed that any social media commentary or defense of me might taint the jury. This is an absurd argument for which the judge offered no evidence, no proof. In fact, what about the tainting of the jury by the Washington Post or by CNN? The tsunami of fake news, which if you go back and look for 16 months, here, what did they say? Roger Stone will be indicted for treason. Roger Stone will be charged by Mueller for conspiracy. Roger Stone will be charged for conspiracy against the United States.
And they've had to admit no Russian collusion. Barr has come out. They've confirmed no Russian collusion by any U.S. citizen. What an incredibly loyal country. All you did was get Trump elected.
Well, Trump got Trump elected. All I did was support Donald Trump and never flagged in that support. Look, I admit that going back to 1988, maybe I was one of the first people, right after former President Nixon, to recognize that Donald Trump had the courage and the bravado and the audacity and the independence and the energy and the stamina and the anti-globalist worldview to be not only a great candidate for president, but a truly great president.
He also had the looks.
He's charismatic. He understood television in the television age. But let's be honest. He delivered in spades. They said when he became president, look, America's greatest days are behind us. For structural reasons, we'll never bring back our economy. Those manufacturing jobs, they are gone forever. We just have to take a back bench in the global economy and accept our fate. And Donald Trump said, no, wrong. And with an extraordinarily comprehensive program of tax reduction, regulatory reduction, and redoing the trade deals that were stealing all of our jobs, he gave us the greatest single economic boom in American history. We had record job creation. We had record wage growth. And employment among all categories, among all peoples, was higher in this country than it has ever been before. He rebuilt the strength of our military. He fought endlessly to close our southern border, to make our streets and neighborhoods safer.
But then Bill Maher said we should plunge the economy, and they've used COVID-19 to shut the economy down. What is your warning to the president? What is your advice to the president, Roger Stone?
Well, first of all, the president has an obligation to protect the public health. And when you had all of these scientists making what we then thought were legitimate projections about the rate of infection and the danger of this, I think the president did the only thing he could do, which was to proceed cautiously and close the country down. You know, he didn't like slowing and killing our economy, but he does have an obligation to protect the public health. And by the way, COVID virus is real. It's dangerous. I know people who have died from it. Members of my family know people who have died from it. This is not a hoax by any means. It is a very real current danger. But at the same time, none of the projections that most of the scientists make panned out. The good news is that only through the bold leadership of the president we close our country to China early, or this could have been much, much worse. Now I say to you, the way I would frame this is quite obvious. Our economy is now in shambles. Who do we want to lead us forward? A man who has proven that he knows how to revive the economy and bring us to record levels of productivity and prosperity, or a man whose prescription will make the sick patient even sicker? We know that Trump has the keys to this. He's already proven it. This is not conjecture. This is a fact. He knows what to do. In fact, if you saw the last jobs report, the Trump program of tax and regulatory reduction is already working. We're already on our way back. Whereas under Joe Biden, if we increase taxes, we increase regulation, we increase spending, and we redo these trade deals that have been bad for America, the economy won't get better. It will actually get worse. That is the choice that Americans have. A man that has shown he knows how to do it, or a man who will make things worse. That is the stark reality of the 2020 election.
It's very clear the Democrats helped run it in the ground. They helped hype it up. They cheerleaded for it to fall. They screwed it up beforehand. Do we want the guy that fixed it before when Krugman said he couldn't, everybody else said he couldn't? Or do we want to put these losers? Why is the Democrat field so bizarrely weak with Biden saying 120 million died from COVID and Pelosi looking completely insane? I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Well, but let's not lose sight of the fact that they are propped up by a malicious, vicious, fake news media. I mean, look, we said it on this program before. If Donald Trump cured cancer tomorrow, found the cure for cancer, the headline would be Trump puts doctors out of work. I mean, the president is damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. We have a violent social revolution going on in the streets. If the president mobilizes our military to crush the rebellion, they'll say, oh, he's a Hitler, he's a Nazi. And then when he doesn't, they say, oh, he's letting the streets burn and the cities burn and he's doing nothing. Look, the guy can't do anything right. Yet I'm absolutely convinced, despite these unfair criticisms by the mainstream media, by the vicious tsunami of fake news that rains on him and his family unfairly every single day, that he is the man to lead America. And all of these stories that he's having second thoughts about reelection, he's dejected, he's depressed, he's not going to run, that's not the Donald Trump that I know. Now, I have no inside information, but I know this. Donald Trump is a fighter. Donald Trump is a brawler. Who wouldn't be upset about the destruction of your signature whole card, the most vibrant, robust economy in American history? You can see why he is unhappy about that. But only one man can lead us back to prosperity. How do I know that? Because he's done it before. It isn't conjecture. It isn't a guess. It isn't a subjective question. Donald Trump has proven he knows how to create jobs and economic wealth. A man who did it once can do it again.
All right. Roger Stone's with us for one more segment. I've got thousands of questions, but I'm giving him the floor because it's just, like you said, it's great to have him back on air. It's great to hear his voice, to see him talking. You know, that's all been blocked by this judge, but now he's thrown all that to the wind because he's so worried about the country. We'll be right back. Just a few minutes on the other side of this exclusive interview with Roger Stone, please.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
America, they don't want to take credit for it, but it's like, yeah, you train a boxer, you put him in the ring. He didn't get the credit of the boxer, but he did help Donald Trump. You want to blame somebody or give him an award? Roger Stone is as important as anybody out there, probably the most important other than Donald Trump, for getting Trump to run. And I'm very thankful that Trump has run. I've been persecuted mightily for it, but you know what? All the good things in life you get persecuted for. Roger, we only got like 10 minutes left. Maybe I could twist your arm and do five more, but you got to go, I know, here. But I've got so many questions. Obviously, I haven't talked to Trump in a while. They're talking about clemency. They're talking about pardons. He said Roger has nothing to worry about in major tweets he's put out. Let's talk about that. I know you don't want to mess anything up, but what are you expecting? What are you thinking? What is the thinking on when you should get clemency or a pardon? Because Trump wants to repudiate this whole Russiagate hoax.
Well, first of all, I have no inside information. I've been promised nothing. I've been assured nothing. So I can't tell you really what's going to happen, other than the fact that July 14th is an absolute drop dead date. Why do they want to do this? It's very simple, Alex, because the deep state and Judge Jackson would like me to die in a COVID-infested prison before my appeal is heard a year from now. Because when my appeal is heard, the epic corruption of my trial, of the judge, of her clerks, of the Mueller prosecutors is going to be exposed. And they can't afford that, which is why I've, in essence, for a series of completely fabricated process crimes, am essentially getting capital punishment, the death penalty. That's what this is tantamount to. So one of the important things I wanted to do here today is appeal to your audience, to appeal to the president, to, as a humanitarian act of both mercy and justice, to use his extraordinary powers of clemency so that I can avoid dying in a dank, squalid prison someplace when I should be on the battlefield doing everything I humanly can on my own. I'm not looking for a job to reelect this president. It's that important. I honestly believe that this country will hurtle over the cliff towards globalism and that we will have chaos in America. And there is only one man with the courage and the stamina and the fortitude to stop it. I saw it a long time ago. Let's be very clear. Donald Trump is responsible for the election of Donald Trump. And he's right. I had no formal role in his campaign. I was doing everything I could, including the publication of my book, The Clinton's War on Women, which I still think is not only the definitive opposition research on the Clintons and their epic corruption, but is one of the main reasons why I was targeted. Here's something interesting that we learned, Alex. When Rod Rosenstein testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee a couple weeks ago, he admitted that the investigation into Roger Stone was not opened until October of 2017. That means 3 months after Robert Mueller already knew there was no Russian collusion, proving that my persecution was a political hit job. They knew I had no involvement with the Russians. Then Rosenstein, in that same under oath testimony, went on to say that he is not the one who approved it. But that was a lie, because the scope memo that authorized the investigation into me was signed by Rosenstein himself. It's a public document now, thanks to the heroic efforts of Rick Grenell, one of the president's greatest temporary appointees and ultimately one of the real stars of this administration, who got the documents declassified to prove one.
And by the way, I was about to say, in those new documents, Strzok and Page are admitting that Obama and Biden ordered all this, not just during the campaign, but after they were out of office. That is smoking gun illegality. Trump's called it treason. I mean, what do you think we should expect if Trump gets reelected? Because like you said, his philosophy is he doesn't attack, but if you do attack, he strikes back 10 times harder. He said that himself. What do you expect? They've got to be really scared if he gets reelected.
Well, look, it's a backwards world. You hear people like Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff talking about how Bill Barr and Donald Trump are destroying the rule of law. What are these guys talking about? They weren't screaming when Loretta Lynch, as Attorney General, wired the investigation into Hillary Clinton and her illegal email server. They weren't screaming when Eric Holder snubbed the Congress on Fast and Furious. And let's face it, the Obama administration has been caught red-handed, indisputably, in the greatest single abuse of power in American history.
So how does Trump go on the offense?
I think we have to make sure people understand what happened here. They used the full authority of the United States government and the incredible capability of our intelligence agencies to defraud the FISA court and to use the authority and capability of the government to spy on the Republican candidate.
So this wasn't just a coup against Trump. It was a coup against the Republican rule of law.
There's no question about it. They were trying to undo the results of the 2016 elections. And we now know definitively that there was never any legal, legitimate basis for the opening of this investigation.
And imagine if Nixon tried something like this. He just thought about little stuff. This is so much more gargantuan and red-handed. We hear about the CIA overthrowing countries. This is America they tried to overthrow.
It's really quite extraordinary. Look, this has been a difficult and debilitating fight. I mean, I will admit to you that I am tired. I am battered. I was
about to ask you, though, Roger, I don't mean to interrupt. What is it like to be at the super center of history? I don't envy you, but I kind of do. I mean, you are a major historical figure now. This is beyond witch hunt. I mean, this is beyond Salem trials. I mean, this is insane.
Well, if I had my choice, I would wish somebody else was in this place. But saying what, just to follow up, let me say a couple things. I'm not yet finished. The final chapter of Roger Stone is not written. I have put my faith completely in God. We've talked about that privately. I was very, very fortunate back in January to meet Reverend Franklin Graham. As a 12-year-old boy, I saw Billy Graham's preach to a tent revival in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I still remember how charismatic he was, how riveting he was. When I was working for President Richard Nixon, I had the opportunity to meet him and shake his hand. I think Reverend Billy Graham was one of the greatest figures of this century. I had the absolute privilege to meet his son, Franklin Graham, at a time, Alex, that my life was in absolute turmoil. I was worried. I was angry. I was frustrated. I was not sleeping. It was horrific. And I spilled out my heart to Reverend Graham. And he said, you know, there's a simple answer to this. You need to turn your life back over to Jesus Christ. You need to confess your sins and get right with Jesus. And I absolutely guarantee you, God will protect you. God will walk with you. If you try to live within his laws, he will protect you. I thought about that, and then on that very same day, I stood with 500 others in a public park in Boca Raton, and I witnessed before God. I confessed my sins, because there's no question, in my younger days, I had some pretty wild times. And then Reverend Graham sent me a Bible with certain sections annotated. I'll be honest with you, whenever I get angry, whenever I get frustrated, I go back to that Bible.
And but you told me about the time privately that the depression ended and suddenly your fortunes turned the next day.
There is no question. It is amazing. As soon as I put this all in the hands of God, as soon as I professed again and reaffirmed my belief in Jesus Christ, because I was born as a Catholic, I got all my sacraments in that church, I am still a Catholic. I am, more importantly, a Christian, and I believe that I am protected by God. And in the end, I will win this epic struggle. Now,
so you've publicly, you were already loved God, but now you've publicly chosen a side. That's what God wants.
Well, there's no question. I have been enormously, given enormous strength and certitude by reading the Psalms and reading the Proverbs and learning the Bible. I had no idea that this book was so practical, that if you know what you're looking for, there is solid advice for you, no matter what calamity or what problem.
Well, there are no atheists in foxholes. Before you got to go, get into your defense fund, get into the T-shirt you're wearing. Roger Stone still did nothing wrong.
First of all, you can get the original Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong T-shirt at InfoWars in the store. Now, this is important because these are limited. And this particular T-shirt is going to end up in the Smithsonian. So my advice to you is to get this collector's item while they are still available. There are not going to be any more of them made. If you want to help me in this epic fight immediately, sign the petition at freerogerstone.com. That's freerogerstone.com. It is a petition to the president urging him, as an act of humanity and in the name of justice and mercy, to extend clemency, grant clemency to me, either in the form of a commutation of sentence so I may pursue my appeal, or a pardon. And lastly, if you want to help me in the horrific expense.
Hold on, you got to do 5 more minutes. We're back in 2 minutes. We got to go do 5 more minutes.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.